Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, it's a pleasure to say, what parsha are we talking about this week?
It's always a pleasure to be here, Elliot. This week's parshiot are Achrimot and Kedoshim, which contain together an enormous amount of mitzvot, the largest collection of mitzvot in all the Torah, numerically speaking. But there's a great concentration in both parshiot on moral behavior, especially physically, sexually moral behavior. And the Torah had a extremely healthy outlook on physical behavior, on human beings generally, on the human body generally. I think we're the only people in the world that make a blessing when we leave the bathroom. Mm-hmm. There is nothing about the human body that the Torah treats as being, quote, dirty, unquote, or as...
disassociated with the Creator.
That's right. So we are part of being a holy people. For instance, unlike Christianity, which preaches celibacy for an elite and has vows of chastity, etc., we don't have any of that. In fact, to us, it's against our faith. But the great idea of Torah in every respect is to balance things, is to channel them, it's to control them. It's not to allow us to become skewed by one part of life. But we have to view life as a totality. And often what happens with people, and certainly with societies, I would say our society today is very skewed in sexual matters. It's almost obsessive. I mean, you can't sell a car without,
Right. Sometimes you see an ad with implications, you don't even know what they're selling.
That's right. It makes as though it makes no difference, right?
Right.
And so the Torah therefore came and gave us a background, and it's gave us a framework in which our normal God-given drives can operate and be successful and allow us not to be dysfunctional people. And that was always the idea of family purity in Jewish life, was that we would renew ourselves. And there's a time for abstinence, and there's a time to be together. Then King Solomon says that in Kehelet, that there's a Eis Lachbok, there's a time for to embrace, and there's a time not to embrace. If people realize that, so then the moment of embrace, so to speak, has greater meaning, greater depth, greater pleasure, if you will. But in our world today, it has become we're almost jaded by it, right? It's hard to turn anybody on to anything,
uh-huh.
Because
yes.
of the fact that it's so much out there, and the whole idea of the mystique and the mystery just is not present, and that's why I think these parshas are very important. Because of the fact that they point out to us that the Torah, in the midst of giving all the mitzvot and all the ritual and all the things that we're supposed to do, nevertheless concentrates on this area of human life, and to show its positive side, but to show that if it is not channeled, if we do not control it, then it controls us. And when it controls us, then it can drive us over the cliff. It can really do serious damage. We have so much that we read and see, abuse and assault and behavior, and the entire culture is that, Senator Moynihan once said that we've been able to define deviancy down. Well, there's no down anymore. There's no deviancy. There's just, everything goes, anything goes. And the Torah stands in opposition to that, and the Jewish people stand in opposition to that. It's unfortunate that somehow some Jews think that they have to be the cutting edge of every movement and of every idea. And we've been through all of this in Jewish history many, many times over. The problems of homosexual behavior. The Jews lived in the Greek and Roman era of where homosexuality was prized. That was the way to do it, right? And the Jews stood against it because they felt that, as it is, it's anti-family, it's anti-reproduction, it stands as as something that the Torah itself regards as not contributing to the holiness of a person and the holiness of a nation. And these types of things, even though the Torah sometimes is unpopular and it's not part of the current political correctness of society, but society always changes, and the Torah holds a balance that doesn't really change. What was good 1,000 years ago is good today, and it'll be good 1,000 years from now as well. And therefore, these parshiot and this emphasis on holy behavior, on the understanding of the holiness of every physical act that a human being does, that's part of the greatness of Judaism, and I think that's part of the greatness of the message of the parshiot of this week.
Sort of like finding a golden mean to
that's
behavior.
Right. We're always looking for a golden mean. We're looking to be moderate. We're looking to be in the middle. Then Maimonides says that's the goal of the Jewish people, always to have a sense of balance, not to be extreme. Extreme in politics, extreme in wealth, extreme in behavior, extreme in anything is not healthy. It just is not healthy.
Rabbi Beryl Wein on Parshat Acharei Mot and Kedoshim.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.